सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनम् देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं
कृष्णं
वन्दे जगद्गुरुं।
We have already seen the Srishti Prakaran in sloka number 1-3, then Mukti Prakaran and the Sadhana in sloka number 4-6, Jiva Prakaran from sloka number 7-11, and Vibhuti Prakaran from sloka number 12-15. Now, Ishwar Prakaran from 16-19, and the stuti of this gyan is the last verse, sloka number 20. Sloka number 16.
Please repeat. Dvavimo purusho loke, dvavimo purusho loke, ksharas chaksharayeva cha, क्षरस्चाक्षरैव च क्षरस्सर्वाणि भूतानि कूटस्थोऽक्षर उच्यते द्वाविमो पुरुषो लोके क्षरस्चाक्षरैव च क्षरस्सर्वाणि भूतानि कूटस्थोऽक्षर उच्यते
द्वाविमौ पुरुषौ लोके। देर आर टू पुरुष इन दिस श्लोका। टू पुरुष, यस। व्हाट आर देयर नेम? सर एंड अक्षर एव च। सो सर पुरुष एंड अक्षर पुरुष, लाइक वी हैव गॉट द टाइटल इन नॉर्थ इंडिया, लाइक सिंह, Indra Singh, Rajendra Singh, all are Singh. Similarly, Purusha, Sara Purusha, and Akshara Purusha, two Purusha. But there is a difference between these Sara Purusha and Akshara Purusha. Chara Sarvani Bhutani, all Chara Purusha are Vinashi, changing, perishing, perishable, and kutastho char uchyate. But akshara purusha, in comparison to chara, it is akshara. It is not param akshara. Param is not talking about the Brahman here. He is talking about two perishable things. One we see perishing every time, and comparatively non-perishable in this world is called Akshar Purusha. In chapter number 7, Lord said, Paraprakriti and Aparaprakriti. Aparaprakriti means Ashtadha. Ashtadha means five elements, five great elements, Mana, Buddhi, Ahankar. 5 and 3, 8, Ashtadha. This Aparaprakriti is Setra. Setra means perishing. And in the same chapter, it was said, there is a Paraprakriti. That is called Jiva. So Jiva in comparison to these five great elements, Mana, Buddhi and Ahankar, the Paraprakriti, is more permanent. It's not pure permanent, it's more permanent. Jiva travels from one body to another. So it continues, the yatra continues, journey continues till you get realized. In chapter number 13, Lord says, this whole field, Kshetra is Chara and Kshetragya. Kshetragya means the knower of the field is Aksara. In this sloka, Lord has said, Chara Sarvani Bhutani, all Bhutas are Sara. They are perishing. And what is Akshara here? Kutastha. Kutastha, we'll see what is the meaning of Kutastha. So in individual body, if you want to see Sara and Akshara, then body, senses, pran, this upadhi is Sara. We see the gross body being cremated. Sara. And the jiva in this, which is traveling from one body to another, is Akshara. Comparison to this body, the jiva is more permanent and it will stay till you get realized. Otherwise, the journey will continue. You will take different bodies, Chara and Akshara. In the individual body, what about the totality? In totality, all gross body plus causal body plus subtle body is Chara. And who is Akshara in totality? Ishwar is Akshara. Ishwar is Akshara. Why Ishwar is Akshara? Ishwar will be there so long my jivatva is there. When my jivatva ends, Ishwar is also not there. Then who is there? Only Brahman is there. Only one Brahman is there. So Ishwar also comes under Akshara. In Maya also you will find Sara and Akshara. Maya means, one is the Abhyakta Maya, another is Vyakta Maya. Vyakta Maya is Sara and Abhyakta Maya is Akshara. All great five elements which are manifested, Mahatattva, Ahankar, Pancha Mahabhut, Tanmatra, these are all perishing. And the main source is Abhyakta Maya is Akshara. What is the meaning of Kutastha? Kuta means heap. Like we buy 10 kg of rice, we keep it in our store and every day we take out little bit and cook. Kuta means heap. Similarly, the Maya has got the heap. And from that heap, little bit is taken and the whole world is created with that. One meaning of the koot is heap. Second meaning of koot is deceptive. Whole Maya is deceptive. Kutil, it is illusion. It shows which has never happened. Aghatit ghatana patiyasi. An incident which has never happened, the Maya will show it. Like snake on rope. There is no snake there. But the Maya, it creates. It veils the rope and projects the snake. And third meaning of the koot is anvil. You have seen the ironsmith making different forms on the anvil. He will take the iron which is made hot in the fire, then he will hammer it and bring it to a proper shape or whatever shape he wants. But the anvil is never changes. Similarly, kutastha is never changes. Maya, which is the kutastha, that is akshara.
Uttama purushastvanyah Paramātmetyudāritah Yolokatrayamāvishya Bivartavyaya Īśvarah Uttamapurushastvanyah Paramātmetyudāritah Yolokatrayamāvishya Bivartavyaya Īśvarah
Lord says, there is a third Purush. The first Purush was Chara Purush, Akshara Purush. Now he says, Uttama Purusha. Uttama Purusha tu Anya. Uttama Purush is Anya, different. Tu means it is nature is altogether different from the Chara Purush and Akshara Purush. Don't try to understand in this way that there are three Purush. Uttam Purush, and there is one person sitting, Chara Purush and Akshara Purush. It is the Uttam Purush which is expressing through Chara Purush and Akshara Purush. Who is that Uttam Purush? Nitya, Suddha, Buddha, Mukta is the Uttam Purush. Unconditioned by anything. Formless. Pure. Is that Uttam Purush? Where it is said, Paramatma iti udahirita. Udahirita, it is said in the Vedas. What is said? He is that Uttam Purush is known as Paramatma. Paramatma, Paramatma. What is the definition of Paramatma? Shankaracharya says, Param cha asau atma cha. Param, one who is Param, supreme. There is nothing beyond him. Beyond Nitya, Suddha, Buddha, Mukta, Uttam Purush, there is no cause of that. He is the supreme, he is the Param. Uttam Purusha. And this has already been said by Lord in Bhagavad Gita chapter number 3. Indriyani parangahu, indriyebhya param manah, manasa tu parabuddhi, buddhe parata tusaha. Senses are subtler and stronger than the gross body. Mind is superior to senses, buddhi is superior to mind, and sah, he is superior to all. He is the Param. And beyond that, there is nothing else. And Atma, sarva bhutanam pratyak chaitanya, he is sitting as the inner self of all beings in all bhutas. He is Uttam Purusha. In grammar also we find first person, second person, third person. In Hindi or in Sanskrit, first person is called Uttam Purusha. And second person is called Madhyam Purusha. And third person is called Tritiya Purusha. Tritiya Purusha is he. Then Madhyam, you. And Uttam Purush, I. So this is Uttam Purusha, Paramatma. Akhandanand Maharaj says, you all are Paramatmas. You don't have to become Paramatma. Why? Because all of us have got that Atma. And that Atma is nothing but Paramatma. Because of conditioned by the body, we call it Atma. Otherwise, we are all Paramatma. You can become only Mahatma. You don't have to become Paramatma. You are already Paramatma. To know that you are Paramatma, you have to become a Sant. You have to become Mahatma, a Mahanatma. You have to purify your mind to know that you are Paramatma. To become Sant, or be a sant, that we have to do. And what does Paramatma do? He says, Yo lokatrayam avishya vivarti abhya Ishvara. Lokatrayam avishya, avishya entered, having entered into lokatraya. Lokatraya means Bhu, Bhuva, Suva, three lokas. This represents all 14 lokas. He has entered into these 14 lokas, in three lokas. And then Vibharti. Vibharti means he sustains. It was earlier said, na, Gama Vishya. I have entered into the earth and I sustain. That is the sustaining power in the earth is mind power. It is said, Vibharti, he sustains. Bhu represents Jagrit Avastha, Bhuva represents Sapna Avastha, and Suva represents Susupti Avastha. It also represents gross body, subtle body, and causal body. Because of the Paramatma, these bodies, gross body, subtle body, causal body functions. Having entered inside, our gross body, subtle body, and causal body is working. This Chetan has entered and enlivened our all three bodies. Is Lord tired to give Shakti to all world? Lord says, Abhyaya. One word he has used, Abhyaya. There is no loss of energy. This Atma is the Uttam Purusha, which is nursing the whole world, individual and the total world. If he is not there, then everything will collapse. Because the existence is because of this Paramatma.
Yasmat kshramati toham.
Yes.
Yasmat kshramati toham. Aksharadapi chottamaha. Aksharadapi chottamaha. Atosmi loke vedecha, atosmi loke vedecha, prathitah purushottamah, prathitah purushottamah, yasmat ksharamati toham, aksharadapi chottamah, atosmi loke vedecha, prathitah purushottamah.
Bhashyakar says, this Purushottam, yasmat charam atitoham acharad api. This Uttam Purush is, I surpass, is beyond this chara Purush and akshara Purush. They have got different qualities. But my qualities, Uttam Purush qualities, is different from this chara Purush and akshara Purush. Yasmat charam atitoham, I am beyond. I transcend this chara and akshara, cha uttama, and I am that uttam, purushottam. And it is well known in Shastra. It is said, maryada purushottam ram purushottam, maryada purushottam, leela purushottam krishna. It's well known. In Vedanta, we have got three levels. First is Dehoham. This is the lowest level. Dehoham. This is Chara Purusha. I am there. Chara Purusha. Jivoham. Second stage. Akshara Purusha. Second evolution is Jivoham. Akshara Purusha. Sivoham. That is Uttam Purusha. Dehoham. Jivoham. And then Siboham. So Jeev is Akshar. It will continue its journey till he realizes that he is Uttam Purush. Journey will continue. Ataha asmi loke vede cha pratita purushottam. Pratita means prasiddha. It is famous that I am Purushottam. Atha asmi. I am that. Everybody knows this Purushottam is very famous word. Paramatma, Purushottam. In scriptures you will find this word. In Veda you will find this Purushottam, Purusha Uttam, Purushottam. And the name of this chapter is also Purushottam Yoga. In all Mahatma, in all scriptures, in all poetries, whenever they refer Purushottama. So this word is very famous.
Yo
mami vama sammura.
Janati purushottamam.
Janati purushottamam.
Sasarvavid bhajati mam.
Sasarvavid bhajati mam.
Sarva bhavena bharata. Sarva bhavena bharata. Yo mameva sammurah janati purushottamam sa sarvavid bhajati mam sarva bhavena bharata.
Yo means he who, one over understand this. Mam means me. How? As said above. As described above, as a uttam purusha, one who understands this, evam in the way described, is beyond chara purusha and akchara purusha. He is uttam purusha. Asammudha. Asammudha means free from delusion. It should be, the understanding should be absolutely clear. Janati, knows. Purushottamam, this supreme person. If a person understands as described by the Lord, about the nirgun, attribute-less, formless Paramatma in this chapter. Sa sarvavid bhajati mam sarva bhavena bharatah. So that your knowledge should be absolutely clear. If you have got any doubt, then sansayatma vinasyati, Lord has said. If you have got a little bit doubt about this thing, sansayatma vinasyati. You will not get it. The knowledge should be clear and doubt free. Where will you get the knowledge? Evam words indicate you will get it paramparagat. Paramparagat means through Guru Shishya Parampara you will get this knowledge. If you study yourself Shastra, you will be most confused person in this world. Because many words are so mystical, unless the Guru tells you the meaning, you will not be able to open that word. So it has to be learned from Guru. And there must be Shraddha. Shraddha means faith. Faith in what? In Guru and Vedanta Vakya. So whatever the scripture says is correct. And whatever the Guru is saying is nothing but the what Vedanta is saying. He is only telling it. He is only explaining it. So Guru Vedanta Vakyesu Shraddha. Shraddha should be there. Such person, sa sarvavid bhajati mam sarva bhavena bharata. Such person serves me. Sarva bhavena. You see, after knowledge, bhakti must arise. It should not be only the intellectual, I have understood the science behind it. No, that is not going to help you. Once you come to know that this, the whole world is Paramatma himself, then you are not finding two. There is only one. One Paramatma is there. He will be serving everybody. Sarva bhavena bhajati. He serves. He knows that I am worshipping my own self. Because self is one. Paramatma is one. And all are different forms of that Paramatma. If I am serving other person, that also is Paramatma only. In world we find the social worker serving, but he expects thank you. A social worker, when he is working in the society, he expects thank you. He requires recognition. But a Mahatma, when he is serving, he never requires thank you. Why? Acha batao. Every day you are walking with your feet, you are eating with your hand. Do you say thank you to your hand and legs? No. Why? It is one. Why should I thank? When the whole team is working for one goal, then the team members, they don't thank you each other. Because one team. Similarly, Mahatma sees only one everywhere. So when he is serving, he is not expecting any thank you from others. Sarvabhavena. Sarvabhavena means not half-heartedly. People do work half-heartedly. But he works full-heartedly. Kaya, vacha, manasa. Kaya, vacha means by body, by speech and mind. People work half-heartedly means they will speak something, they are thinking something else. They know they are not going to do this thing. This is half-heartedly. But Mahatma, he does it, kaya, vacha, manasa. It's one line straight. Whatever he is thinking, he is saying and he is doing. Kaya vacha mansa sarva bhavena, he does it. Janati, he knows quite well that this service is my own service, my own self. I am serving my own self, it's not somebody different there. Last verse.
Iti guhyatamam shastram, iti guhyatamam shastram. Idamuktam mayanagha, idamuktam mayanagha. Etad buddhva buddhi mansyat, etad buddhva buddhi mansyat. Kritakrityascha bharata, kritakrityascha bharata. Iti guhyatamam shastram, idamuktam mayanagha. Etad buddhva buddhi mansyat, kritakrityascha bharata.
O Bharat, O Arjun, I am anagha, sinless Arjun. This I am telling to you. Iti guhyatam shastram. It is guhyatamam. Guhyatamam means it is the most secret. Raj vidya, raj guhya yoga, raj vidya. You will never come to know it unless somebody tells you that you are Paramatma. You will never come to know. Rajaguhya. Most sector thinking. Idam uktam, I have said to you. Etad buddha buddhiman. Once you come to know, then you are buddhiman. Definition of buddhiman. Don't think that if you have become you have got a PhD degree or if you have got a master's in something or a Nobel laureate, you have become buddhiman. According to the Lord, you are no buddhiman. Who is buddhiman? Etad buddhva. He, one who knows this, he is buddhiman. Otherwise, you are not buddhiman. But who is obstructing in this knowledge? Well, it is Maya. Maya comes and obstructs you. Maya will not allow you to know this knowledge. Etad buddhva buddhiman syat. This is Shastra. What is Shastra? Shastra is that which does not allow you to fall to OET. Shastra is a scripture which don't allow this. Gita is a Shastra. In this Gita, chapter 15 is a Shastra. And in the beginning I told you that the six chapters, six topics are covered. Jiva, Jagat, Ishwar, Moksha, Sadhan and Paramatma, Brahman. All six topics are discussed in this chapter. So this is Shastra. Definition of Shastra. Shasti iti Shastram. That which teaches us completely is Shastra. This chapter also teaches us completely about the whole world. It is Shastra. Sasna trayate iti Shastra. If I follow all injunctions, then I am protected. Injunction, it tells about the dharma, virtues and everything is said in this. If I follow, I am protected. Sansanat trayate iti shastra, it protects us by telling the nature of the truth. When we read it, we come to know about it and we are protected. At present, we are under the shasan of vasana. We are not under the shasan of shastra. Vasanas are guiding us, taking us to the OET. And a Shastra is that which helps us to come out of the OET. In human life, this is our first and foremost duty to know who am I. This is the main purpose. Suppose you go to the Agra and you don't see Taj Mahal. You go to New York and you don't see the Statue of Liberty. You go to Philadelphia and don't see your Independence Bell. Then purpose is not fully served. Purpose is not complete. Similarly, in this birth, we have to know who am I. Purpose will not be served if you leave this body without knowing who am I. This jnana, how is going to help you? Jnanagni sarva karmani bhasma sat kurte tatha. With this jnanagni, all your previous actions will be burnt. Burnt means it will become like a roasted seed. Roasted seed never germinates. That means your all previous vasanas, all your sanchit karma will be roasted. What else will happen? Vidyate hridaya granthi chidyante sarva sansaya chiyante chasya karmani tasmin drishte paravare. By knowing, experiencing that tattva, that paramatma, that uttam purush, what will happen? Vidyate hridaya granthi, knot of the heart will be broken. What is that knot of heart? Avidya, kaam, avidya, kaam, third one? Avidya, kaam, karma. This is knot of the heart. Continuously we are bound in that. Avidya, kaam, karma, avidya. Chidyante sarva sansaya. All doubts will be dispelled. What are the doubts? We have got doubt about who is Jiva, who is Ishwar, who is Param Brahma. Chiyante chasya karmani. All karma will be destroyed. Past karma, you are no more enjoyer or sufferer of those past karma. Chiyante chasya karmani tasmin drishte paravare. When you come to see that, batao, you are going to get so much of thing. Tasmin drishte paravare, you will become, Lord says, first thing you will become buddhiman. At this point of time, according to Lord, we are not buddhiman. We are not buddhiman. And once you become buddhiman, what will happen? Knot of the heart, avidya, kaam, karma will end. All doubts about jeev, jagat, ishwar will end. Chiyante chasya karmani, all karma also destroyed. This is Shastra. This we have to know in this life. Puspika Bhakya.
Together. Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Sri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Purushottama Yogo Nama Panchadashodhyaya.
Some Mahatma says, with this chapter, the Gita ends. So what about chapter 16, 17 and 18? They are annexures to it. The Lord has given the complete knowledge. 16 is Devi Asura Sampatti. 17 is Shraddha Traya Vibhag. And chapter 18 is the summary of the whole Bhagavad Gita. So truly speaking, the knowledge part is over.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.